So the last four verses of today's reading from Hebrews, are, to my mind, some of the most interesting in the Bible. When Paul says to Abraham and Sarah this morning that they, quote, died without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them, what does he mean? The promises are that Abraham and Sarah will have as many descendants as the stars and skies, and that God would show them a new home. But how did they see these promises from a distance if they didn't receive them? Is Paul saying that Sarah and Abraham saw these promises realized from heaven after their earthly life had ended? Maybe. But it's also possible that Paul means that Sarah and Abraham saw the promises and greeted them in this life. Something like what Martin Luther King Jr. said in his very last speech on April 3rd, 1968, at Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee, the night before he was murdered. When he told the crowd gathered to hear him speak, "I have seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." King had seen the promised land in his mind's eye, and he rejoiced. Paul then says to Abraham and Sarah, of Abraham and Sarah, they confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking the homeland. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on this earth. Not strangers and foreigners in the land of Canaan, or strangers and foreigners in Ur of the Chaldees, or anywhere else you could find on a map. They were strangers and foreigners on this earth. When my wife and I lived in Paris, we knew a lot of what were colloquially called third culture kids, young Americans who had grown up in France and never felt completely at home in either country. Donuts or croissants, they could never decide. And in a sense, we should all see ourselves as strangers or foreigners on this earth, like Abraham and Sarah, because our true home is not in one particular plot of land, but rather in that place where, to use the language of the Lord's Prayer, God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. We should always be yearning for, striving for, a world closer to the vision of compassion and justice and mercy that Christ sets before us. As Paul says in verse 16, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. So we are always on the path toward our true home. As Martin Luther King said, we as a people will get there because God, Paul tells us this morning, has prepared a city for us. But this passage from Hebrews can also and should also speak to us in a very concrete, this-worldly kind of way. Paul says, people who speak in this way make it clear they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land they had left behind, they would have had an opportunity to return. When we hear these words about seeking a homeland, we should think of our own lives and our own society. How many people here had a grandparent born in another country? How many people had a parent born in another country? How many people were themselves born in a foreign land? Ben, my son needs to raise his hand here. So that covers most of us, I bet. And if we go back enough generations, it will include all of us. Perhaps my grandfather from time to time did think of the land he left behind, but his focus was on his life in this country, in this land. Even before he became a citizen, I suspect, he thought of America as his homeland, even if his accent always let you know that he wasn't exactly from Iowa. The If the Bible tells us that our great spiritual matriarch and patriarch, Sarah and Abraham, were seeking a homeland, we ought to have the greatest care and respect and sympathy for those who do likewise. They too want to feel at home, to be safe, secure. And all of us, whether we were born in New York or Old York, in Cape Cod or Cape Town, want to feel as though we are home. One of the great roles of the church is to give people a sense of home, especially if they are far from their own home, or their own home is not a safe or happy place. One of the best ways to gladden the rector's heart is to say to him or her, "I feel at home in this church," because the experience of home can bring peace to one's soul. And the better country that Paul speaks of, the one he describes as heavenly, may be that place where we seek home not just for ourselves, but for our fellow travelers, whoever they are and wherever they're from. Because as Paul says, if they had been thinking of the land they had left behind, they would have had an opportunity to return. But as it is, they're moving forward and seeking a home with us.